what actually happens here. I told the example of the magnet and the piece of iron. We are all like the pieces of iron. What differentiates between a piece of iron and a magnet? In the magnet, all the iron molecules are in order, properly polarized. Every molecule, north pole, south pole, they are actually polarized everywhere. In iron, they are different. Each molecule's magnetic field is antidoted, is resisted by another molecule. In fact, all the molecules, potentially, they are magnets. The magnetism is there. The magnetic power is there. But it is retarded. It is not expressed. It is suppressed. In the magnet, it is different. There is no count. Nothing is changing. Exactly the same. In us, in our heart, there are different pulls. There are different molecules. I want money. I want good comfort. I want a good house. I want to be with my family. I want to experience the comforts of the West. I want spiritual fulfillment. I want nirvana. We have different pulls, pulling us from different directions. So the so-called magnetic force is lost. So how to easily make a piece of iron a magnet? By putting in constant touch with the magnet, Sadhguru. By rubbing it on the magnet. The magnetic force embedded in the magnet, it polarizes the different things. Not that the molecules are changed. If they have 10 million molecules here, not that 10 million one will come or one is lost. They are the same number. But simply the direction is changed, the attitude is changed. They are properly polarized, harmonized. They are put in order. Once they are put in order, they are the same. You'll have money, you have the pull for money, you have the pull for health. Everything is there, but they don't come in the way of one another. And what sadhana, what spiritual exercises, what techniques that the piece of iron has done? Has it done anything? Has it anything changed? In fact, it is changed. It is transformed into a magnet. But where is the transformation? What has it done? Has the piece of iron did it or the magnet did it? I wash my clothes and put it on the line in the sun. It has become totally dry. What made it dry? We call it sun made it dry. But it is not true. If you put it inside in the house, or in the bucket of water, will the sun dry? No. Its effort is only to be on the line. The piece of iron to be in contact with the magnet. By frequently. Not one time I rub it like this. Yes, I have done it. Nothing happened. It won't happen. Actually, the magnet creates some disturbance in the piece of iron. Oh my God, some disturbance is going on. I don't want it. My physical thing is changing. Molecules are turning this way. Oh, no, 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 no. And again you try. Then you realize that nothing is lost. First it feels as if something is being lost. But after some time that you realize that nothing is being lost and nothing materially is being added to it. No kashaya, no more hair, no more nails. Nothing is added. You are like that. Something is changed.
That means every pull should be oriented towards the love of self, love on self.
No, that is not what happens here. You want a job. It doesn't come in your way of love of Baba. You ask Baba, Baba, I want a job. When the job comes, your love to Baba grows, in fact. Oh, Baba has given me this job. You are sick. Then you ask Baba, I want to be healthy. Then you become healthy. Oh, Baba has given me the health. Nothing is in clash. Your health, your asking, and Baba, they are in perfect order. They are in perfect harmony. So our life, what are all that we are doing now, our activities, they will be turned, they will be focused towards that. So that nothing we lose, nothing changes, but they are all oriented towards that. Then the so-called spiritual growth, so-called magnetism, it also comes, not losing anything. So the path will be happy, that is what I said. Do you call that a piece of iron has surrendered to the magnet? Or just being itself, the piece of iron can make it a magnet? Or is it not doing anything? Simply, a piece of iron is there and the magnet is there. Can the magnet make it another magnet? No, that is the kind. This effort is needed. People say, intrinsically you are divine. You are that, you are this. But we don't know that. We have it, but we don't experience it. A piece of iron is basically, intrinsically, naturally, is a magnet also. But it doesn't express or experience its magnetism. Just as in the case of a piece of iron, how it becomes a magnet, in the case of ourselves also, the way is, we have to seek for a magnet, which in our case is Sadguru. So what is the difference between the magnet, the Sadguru, and the one that who seeks it? It's only this. The basic difference is this. There, the order, the integration is achieved. Here it is not. That is where from the point of a Sadguru, everything is same. He has already achieved that harmony. But he sees there is no difference. Everybody is like, we are all piece of iron, they say. But from the point of the seeker, no. We are piece of iron, you are magnet. So what happens is by being in constant contact, what we call all the spiritual practices, being in constant presence or in contact, this piece of iron becomes a magnet. Same principle.
Is the magnetic force the same as love?
Yeah, love. Just as a piece of iron is drawn to the magnet, a seeker is drawn to the Sadguru. And in a human piece of iron, the magnetism is experienced as love. It's also not giving. It's already there in the piece of iron. So it's only awakens it. Or by just changing certain order, the seeker realizes that it's already a magnet. How to make a piece of iron a magnet? By being in constant touch with whatever the magnet that you think. Baba is our magnet. Try to be with us mentally and if possible physically. The close proximity, the touch. And great saints like Ravana Maharshi, that is what actually they told. Beautifully, Ravana Maharshi called it a magnetic mountain. And he was attracted to it and transformed into a magnet. So much so that once he came, he never left the place. That was his magnet. And he stuck to the magnet like a piece of iron. And even after he became a magnet himself, he never left. Even a great saint, a Siddha like Ravana Maharshi, himself shown it in his practice. And what about us? He needed to be always at the feet of his object. Was it needed for Baba to be at his guru's tomb? This is my guru's place. I want to be here. they showed us. Your guru is the magnet. Baba is our magnet. Baba is our guru. And we're all pieces of iron. And let us try to rub our thoughts, our physical actions, everything that we have, and try to rub on that magnet. And we become that.
Could you develop a bit about other forms of contact for those obviously who are not able to be in the physical presence, or you know, who need to find other ways to be in contact?
Actually, the real contact is to be in the magnetic field. What makes a piece of iron a magnet is not the magnetized piece of iron. It is actually the field. Some people need some extenders. An airport is put there in the first floor. I can't get the signal. What I do? I put an extension there. That's all. So anything which keeps us into the field of it, are we in the field? That is actually needed. That one has to explore different ways. You have to explore it. Mm-hmm. Instead of me listing it, you explore it.
Do you mean the energetic field?
That analogy, yes, it is an energetic field. But it could be some other field. It could be here an emotional field. Because here what is actually happening is an emotion. A piece of iron expresses it is only a pull. We are not pieces of iron. We are human beings. We have a heart. We have feelings. We have love. We have hatred. So, how we experience it is as love, an emotion. So, where that particular emotion is more and more fanned, feeling that emotion in a stronger way, where you are more aware of that emotion, yeah, that is the field.
Is it really necessary for everyone to stay with the Satguru physically all the time?
Even though it is necessary or not, we can't, because other pulls are also there. In fact, it is not necessary.
I mean, doesn't that magnetism start to flow after a while, just when the mind gets focused on the Satguru's form? Even if you may be far, far away. It just seems in some cases there's such a strong recognition that someone can then go anywhere and they don't feel a sense of loss of magnetism.
Then he's in the magnetic field. If you really feel that you are many miles away, then you are away. If you realize that Guru's magnetism is there also, you are not really gone away from him. It's not the problem of whether the Sadguru's magnetism extends to that extent. It is our problem whether we experience the magnetism. Put a magnet and a piece of iron here. The magnetic pull is there, but it doesn't draw the piece of iron nearer, 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 nearer. Then, at one point, it is pulled. It is not that the magnetism is not there. The other pulls are so much that it is pulled back. And the moment it is drawn, then it experiences the magnetism. That is what actually Baba himself said in his life. He sat 12 years just looking at his Sadguru. After the end of the 12 years, his Guru said, "Go, even you are beyond the seven seas, my look will be on you." And with that awareness, he moved. With that experience, he moved. The attraction that a piece of iron has towards the magnet, we experience it as love. piece of iron loves the magnet. That is why it always goes near. And more than this, the magnet also loves the iron. That is why it draws. Actually, it is the magnet which draws. It is active, in fact. But it seems as if the piece of iron is active because it is moving towards the magnet and the magnet is static, not doing anything. But the magnet is moving it. So it is statically dynamic. I think that is why Ramana Maharshi also, his apt way of describing Arunachala is again the magnet. He used to call Arunachala a magnetic hill. A big magnet, he used to call it. If you also want to become magnetized and experience that harmony, get rid of the disorder and entropy, good. Then you have to be in the orbit of a magnet.
So being in the orbit is enough, or the iron needs to touch?
It's enough. It's enough. Its orbit is enough. When it has to touch or when it is not to touch, it depends upon
the magnet.
It is enough that we are within the orbit. The rest he will take care.
Should we be satisfied with just being in orbit and not to touch?
If the dissatisfaction is real, then you draw nearer and nearer. In the closer orbit, then you become one. You become sun. There is no orbit at all. Now you have 100 pulls in your heart, 100 desires, 100 needs. As you said, partial goals, small pulls, small goals. Our heart is full of these molecules, but they are in conflict with one another. By coming in contact with a magnet, what happens is all these pulls, they come in order, in a perfect harmony. Nothing is lost. Seems that you have added nothing to it, but you gain. You become a magnet. You get that power of the magnetism. Everything is in perfect harmony, perfect integration. That is grace. On its own, the piece of iron can't do anything. So it needs a magnet. That magnet is called a Sadguru. Baba is the magnet. We are all pieces of iron. By constantly thinking, by being in contact, being in his presence, that we make this piece of iron a magnet. In a fulfilling way, in a happy way, in a harmonious way. Complete fulfillment is our goal, and we are all racing towards that goal. And when we get it, it becomes grace. And that G factor is the Guru, which makes the race, the grace, G.